Hey guys, I know it's been a long time since I've been here. Thanks, for still being subscribed if you are, and hopefully we can get some new subscribers. Today, I just want to try and give some advice. Maybe I can hopefully start taking this advice myself too. And my advice is, stop making yourself available to people who can't or won't make themselves available to you. Like, don't always be there for people whenever they can't ever be there for you. And I know that sounds selfish. I mean, I'm listening to it as I say it, and it doesn't sound right. But, I mean, why make yourself available to people, but whenever you try and get a hold of them, or you try and hang out with them, or to talk to them, they're too busy? And what I mean by that is, say that you text them, and they read the text, or Facebook message, and just never message you back. But in the same sentence, though, or the same situation, same circumstance, this roles are reversed, and they text you, and you don't reply, and then they think that, something's wrong, or why can't you reply to them? Like, what, are you mad at them, or you block them, or what? You guys need to start living like that. Don't make yourself available for people who can't make themselves available for you. It's not worth it. It's not worth the drama. It's not worth the stress. You're going to get gray hairs before you know it. I mean, if you answer the phone whenever someone calls every time, but they can't even ever answer the phone whenever you call, dude, don't make the fucking effort. Stop making the effort. If you try and go see somebody and it's never good enough to be able to go see them, but whenever they want to see you, you have to see them. Fuck that. See my language? Don't do it. Screw it. Like, there's no reason for anybody to put themselves through making themselves available to somebody and not getting that shit back. Like, I don't understand people like that. Like, they get upset with you whenever you don't answer or message them back or answer your phone. But in the same thing, well, they'll do it to you every time, but you're not supposed to do it to them. And yeah, people have stuff going on in their life, but it takes like 2 seconds to send a message. It takes like 2 seconds to answer a phone and be like, hey, I'm busy. Instead of just ignoring people. But, I mean, hey, what can we do? Some people are like that. Some people only care to talk to you whenever they need you, or whenever they need you to listen to them, or whenever they need to vent to you, or whenever they have nobody else and you're their last option. Don't be nobody's last option, because that's exactly what you are whenever you can't get a hold of somebody or get a response from somebody. But whenever they want a response, they have to have it right there, or have to have you answer your phone right there, or something's wrong. Stop waking up in the middle of the night taking people's phone calls. They don't do it for you. Stop answering people's text messages in the middle of the night. They don't do it for you. Matter of fact, stop messaging people first and see how many people actually talk to you. I have literally stopped messaging everybody first, and my phone has been dry. My phone gets no messages from nobody, because I don't message them first. That's how much I mean to people. I don't know if these people that I was always messaging first, saying good morning, or hey, how you doing? Hey, you want to hang out? I don't know if they know how lucky they were, because it sucks when you don't have that. All I'm saying is, stop putting other people, or stop making people a priority whenever you can't be a priority for them. If they can't put you, if they're your number two, then you should be their number two. If you're their number one, they should be your number one. If they're your best friend, you should be their best friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't put yourself through bullshit just because you want to stay friends with somebody or this and that. If they are not your friend, they are not your girlfriend, they are not your boyfriend, they are not whoever you think they are, if it's a one-way street whenever it comes to trying to communicate, just drop them. That's maybe that's what you should do. And yeah, I should take my own advice, because I do this daily with people and they never answer me back, or they never call me back, or They say that they're too busy to hang out. But then whenever they want to hang out and I tell them I'm doing something or I'm going here with this person or I'm going to do this, it's like, oh, you never want to hang out with me. You never want to talk. You never want to chill. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't make yourself a priority for anybody. That's all I want to let y'all know. Stop making yourself a priority for people. It's not worth it. Like I said, you're just going to grow. You're just going to get gray hairs early. And I mean, honestly, don't do it. Don't do it. Because all it's going to do is give you heartache. It's going to make you cold inside. It's going to make you not like people. That's what's eventually going to happen. So that's eventually what's happening to me. I'm really getting tired of people. I'm starting to just hate everybody. Nobody wants to put me as a priority, so I'm not going to put nobody else as a fucking priority. What it's going to do is it's going to end up turning you to be like, you're going to see someone needing help, and you're just going to be like, well, someone else will help them. I mean, that's what it's going to eventually turn me into. Because, you know, like I said, why should I put other people above me if they can't do the same thing for me? Why should I make people a priority if they can't make people can make me a priority? Yeah, like I said, we all have stuff going on, but it only takes like 2 seconds to answer a phone or send a message back. If you got time to read, you got time to text back. Simple as that. Especially whenever, you know, and this is the thing, is you could be hanging out with people and they'll answer their text messages the whole time they're hanging out with you, answer phone calls the whole time you're hanging out, which is fucking rude as fuck too. Let me go ahead and just let y'all know that. But anyway, but then like the next day, you'll be trying to get a hold of them. They're like, oh, I don't have the time. I'm doing this. I'm with this person. But you were able to answer the phone and text message whenever you were with, you know, me or whoever. Yeah. Don't let people treat you like that. You know, it's not worth it. They're not worth it. Nobody's worth you fucking thinking that you're a piece of shit or, man, what the fuck do I need to do better to fucking have this person be my friend? Or if they don't like you, then fuck them. They're not worth it. Everybody needs to remember that you're beautiful inside and that you're your own person. And that, I mean, you don't have to have, you know, fucking validation from someone just to feel good. But, I mean, at the same time, it does feel nice to have someone message you back or call you back or answer your phone calls or, you know, come see you or just any, you know, stuff like that whenever you want to do it too, not just when they want it. So, again, if someone can't answer or make you a priority whenever you're making them a priority, drop them. Why not? And look, and if you are the people who are doing